Hey guys, it's Destiny. This episode is not a happy episode. This is, in fact, a very sad episode. I am not participating in a hot girl or a city girl summer. First of all, neither should you, because Young Miami is pregnant as hell. JT still in jail. Meg the Stallion is in a whole ass relationship. Cardi B is married and a mother. Like, no. None of this is existing this summer. Also, City Boys are up by like 10 million points. Honestly, City Boys wrote the book on how to have a hot girl summer and a city boy summer, which is why they're progressing so quickly. I recently played the fuck out of myself trying to have a hot girl summer, and it's honestly been bothering me like for the last 2.5 to 3 days. So let me go ahead and tell you guys a story of a hot girl heartbreak. So as you guys know, I've been single since March, right? So right after I broke up with my ex, I started seeing this guy. We will call him D. So I started seeing D, and we were dating. I'm not going to say that. We were going out on dates, so dating. And we were obviously sexually active. But we were not like a couple. So you guys know what I mean. So at one point, though, our situationship got to a point where we were like, what are we doing? Like, and if you know me, like if you're my friend, you know that I'm never that girl. Like, I hate being that girl. Like, oh, what are we doing? Like, are we defining this? Like, you know, but it's like weird when you start to get like your feelings involved, right? So I don't know about him, but I know that I definitely started like catching feelings, because I'm like, our sex is amazing. Like, we vibe super hard together. I'm super comfortable with you. I feel safe with you. Like, I met your friends. All my friends know about him. Like, obviously, my friends don't live in Florida, so they couldn't have met. Like, I met your family. Like, my mom knows you. Like, my mom sort of liked him. She stopped liking him for a minute, but whatever. I was just kind of like, you know, we're getting, like, more and more comfortable with each other. But what is it that like we're shooting for? And I kind of have learned to have that conversation earlier rather than later. Because if you have it too late, then you've wasted time. But if you have it earlier, then you know what you're working towards, if anything at all. So we kind of established that we were dating, because we were going out on dates and we were having sex and we were spending a lot of time together. So that was like dating, but we were not boyfriend and girlfriend. We were just like casually dating. So in the beginning of, before we established that we were dating, like in the beginning of our situationship, we had established that we were like exclusively having sex, though. Like, we weren't fucking anybody else, talking to people, whatever, flirting, whatever, like, but like nobody else was fucking me, like nobody else was fucking him that I knew of. So I kind of like, we stopped talking at one point because I was just like, I personally felt like he was bad at communicating with me. Like, he wasn't consistent with me. And I expressed that to him, and like, it kind of just was like, oh, well, it is what it is. So I was just like, okay, like, you're not willing to like change that, then whatever. But like, how I know that I really, really was feeling him is that like, we started back talking and I was the one that pursued it. Like, I missed him. Like, I was like, fuck, like, I really like you. Like, I miss you. I miss talking to you. I miss being with you. Like, that's all I want to do. Like, and it's hard to like separate the, in this sense, it was hard to separate the sex from like the emotions, because we really weren't having that much sex. If anything, we were spending more time together than having sex. And I think that's why I like liked him so much, is because it wasn't, to me, it wasn't just about sex. Like, I, Mr. Digmatized, it's about sex. Like, I like who he is as a person. Like, I like his brain. I like how he thinks. But it's strictly sex for us. Like, it's not anything more. Like, there's no going out on dates. There's no, like, oh, I've, you know, hung around. We've hung out, like, outside of this and this and this. It's just, like, sex. But this person with D, it was like, there's more to this, right? And it could be more, but it was never established. Like, you know what I mean? Like, what we were working toward. I think we kind of knew, like, that we were feeling each other, but I also, you ladies, I know, we know, we'll be like, damn, I probably like him more than he likes me. And that's, the thing is, it's not really a probably, it's like a you know, but you don't want to admit it to yourself. So I was like, damn, like, I really like him, like, I need to chill the fuck out. And then he kind of did something that made me, like, kind of step back from him. He went out of town, didn't tell me until he came back, and then, like, told me that, like, he was, like, with his ex or whatever. And I was just like, bro, like, this is just not, like, if I would have done this shit to him, like, at this time, he would have been livid, right? So I was like, you know, fuck it. Like, if he's still doing this, like, and still not communicating with me, then I'm giving myself the green light to go ahead and just do my own thing. Like, whatever. Like, I don't know. So I hang out with a couple more guys, like, not sex, just, like, meeting other guys, like, hanging out with them, talking to them, whatever. And then Mr. Dickmatized, I meet him. And we, obviously, you guys know that story. It was very, like, vocal podcast episode. Mind you, this whole time, D had told me that he never listened to my podcast. He was like, no, like, I don't listen to it. And I'm like, cool, thanks for not supporting me. Like, you can fuck me, but you're not going to support me. That's okay. So that's another reason that I didn't feel like he, like, was rocking with me as hard as I was, like, rocking with him. Like, you know what I mean? So he kind of started acting weird. Like, our text messages weren't like how they normally were. Like, I could tell something was wrong with him. And then I get a text and he's like, are you home? And I'm like, no, I wasn't at home. I was actually out at the grocery store. And he's like, okay, well, let me know when you get home. And he never, like, just pops up. So I was like, okay. Oh, and before this, I'm sorry, I'm gonna go back in time. Like, a couple of days before, I got a weird package at my door. Like, I couldn't figure out who it was. There was no name on it. It had my name on it, but my name was spelled wrong. And, like, it was so weird. Like, and so I asked him, I was like, well, actually, I asked everybody. I was like, did you guys send a package to me, like, trying to be funny? Like, and I asked my mom, I asked my sisters, I asked all my friends, I asked him, and he got, like, offended. He was like, nice try, like, I wasn't the admirer, though. Like, and then I was like, I asked everyone, like, chill out. And then he was like, I think we should just be friends. And when he said that to me, like, he says stuff like that all the time to me, but he never, like, is serious about it. But he said it at, like, such a random time that I was like, okay, like, something's wrong with him. Like, obviously, I've fucked up. I've done something again. Like, what is it this time? So, fast forward now. He's asking me if I'm at home. I'm like, no. He's, like, blowing my phone up, like, calling me, texting me, calling me. I'm thinking somebody is hurt. I'm thinking somebody has died. Like, I'm thinking, like, maybe he needs something, like, you know, whatever. So, finally, I'm like, I'll just come get whatever from you. And he's like, I'm trying to give you your stuff back. I'm like, okay. Like, I had lent him my tripod and my camera equipment because he's a videographer, photographer. So, I had lent him my stuff and he's like, no, you need to come get it. You need to come get it. So, I go to his house and I don't even get out of the car, guys. I literally put my window down and he, like, pushes the stuff in through my window and just walks away. Like, no words, no nothing. Like, I'm like, what the fuck is going on? Like, not even thinking that, like, anything has to do with anything. So I get home, like, I no text, no nothing. Like, I didn't text him because I was pissed. I was like, what the fuck, like, what's going on? So then I get home, I get a text message, and he's like, thank you for lending me your tripod. By the way, I've listened to every single podcast episode that's come out so far, and I'm just done with your bullshit. And I was like, oh, so this is about the Dickmatized episode, clearly, that I have fucked someone else. All right. So I'm just like, I can't even like reply at this point because I'm just like, out of all of like the like we're not together and da da da, we're not boyfriend girlfriend, like you're single, I'm single, out of all of those talks, this affected him the most because I slept with someone else, right? Because previously we had said we were exclusive, but after him going on a trip and supposedly staying the night with his ex or whatever, like that was my turning point. And I was like, fuck it, like I'm about to just fuck other people. Like, and he would always like make slick comments like, oh, you have hoes, you have hoes, you have hoes. But I really, really, really did not. Like, I genuinely did not. And whatever. But then after that situation, I was like, fuck it. Like, I'm about to just do my own thing. Whatever. And up until Mr. Digmatized, I hadn't. Like, I was really just focusing on myself. So I get my stuff back. I don't reply to his text because I'm like, nothing that I can say. Like, knowing how he is, nothing that I could say could like make him feel better or make him see, like, I guess, or whatever. I don't know what I wanted to say back either. So previously there was a big party this weekend in Tampa. So previously I had asked him, you know, hey, are you going out to this party? He was like, no, I don't think so. He's like, oh, I'm getting too old for that. All the girls are going to be on me and blah, blah, blah. So I'm like, okay, cool. So I didn't plan. I knew that I was going. I didn't plan on seeing him. So me and my friend get to the party. And we go straight to the front of the line because my friend's boyfriend is the photographer for the event. So we go straight to the front and I pass him coming on the way in. He did not see me, but I saw him. So before he could see me, I hurry up and went around my friend and stood on the opposite side of her so that like the view was blocked, right? So we get inside, like I'm like saying hi to all my friends that are inside, and he walks in and he just like walks right by me, and I'm like, okay. So then I just periodically throughout the day I kept seeing him, and eventually we crossed like direct paths, like nobody else on the sidewalk, and he and I just crossed paths. I looked at him. I know that he knows me, or that he knew it was me, I'm sorry. But he didn't say anything to me, didn't even, like, nothing, like, and I'm like, okay, so we're supposed to be just friends, but you're not even, like, I guess you're still mad. I'm obviously upset emotionally inside, but I'm not gonna fucking show it, because it's supposed to be a hot girl summer, allegedly. So we just keep seeing each other through the party, and it's, like, irritating me more and more because of, like, the situation, because you guys, like, I really, 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 really liked him. Like, really, really liked him. Like, I wanted it, I guess, to do or to work out. But I also was like, I'm not ready to get into a relationship. Again, obviously. Not that we were in one, but it was starting to feel like we were working toward that. So I kind of, I don't know, whatever. So then, like, the whole party, though, he's, like, surrounded by bitches. So I'm just like, how is this okay? But me having sex with someone else is not okay. How? Like, make it make sense. So, I don't know. That's just, like, that's why my hot girl summer is canceled. Because now, like, all day I'm, like, stalking his social media. I'm, like, fucking wondering what he's doing. Like, I know if I see him, I'm going to continue to see him at fucking Tampa events because Tampa is small. And it's just, like, what am I supposed to do? Like, obviously, if it's July, we've been like hanging or talking or whatever since March, like that's a long period of time, and then to just be like done, like I don't know what to do, like, you know what I mean? Like, I have no right to be upset because we were single, which he's stressed. But at the same time, I am. So it's like, I can't just tell my feelings, like, fuck it, do whatever or go away or whatever. I feel how I feel. So I really don't have, like, there's no clear-cut solution to what I'm feeling. I can't text him because, again, I know him. So I know that that's, like, irrelevant. I can't, like, vent to my friends because they're going to be like, you're single and you're out here talking about hoology. But it's like, I still feel how I feel. Like, I'm going to miss him. I'm going to like miss us hanging out. I'm going to like miss how I felt being with him, because I'm not talking to anybody else that, like, I felt like being with him. Like, me and Mr. Dickmatize, again, just sex. Like, is there's no, like, we don't go out together. We don't, like, we might run into each other at a party, but we're not like, hey, what are you doing today? Nothing. Like, oh, let's go to the park or something. Oh, let's come ride around with me. Like, with him, it was always like, hey, I'm about to be at your apartment. Like, get in the car. We're about to go ride around together. Or I'm about to go do this errand. Like, come be with me. Like, I liked that sense of, like, security with him, I guess, was just, like, getting to be with him. Because I didn't feel that way about anybody else. I didn't feel safe. I didn't feel like, oh fuck. I didn't feel, I don't know. I just felt a certain way with him that I have not felt with somebody else before. So giving that up is going to be like weird for me. Because I had to give it up so suddenly. It wasn't like our previous, when we ended it the first time, like, or I guess when I stopped talking to him, it was like mutual. Like, you're getting on my nerves, you're refusing to change, and that's just gonna be that. But this time was like, it came out of nowhere, my nigga. Like, I was so shook. And then when I realized what it was, I was like, are you serious? Like, this is it? And I was like, I shouldn't have fucking even. But then he was like, I wish I'd never even listened to the episode. And I was just like, I mean, he's not, I don't think he's hurting like I'm hurting, but I know that, like, he felt some kind of way about it, and I would have too, but I wasn't about to lie either. I don't know what to do. I don't know how to feel. Like, I don't know. I'm gonna miss him though. Like, so I don't know, guys. This is like a weird feeling for me, because usually I just don't give a fuck, but like, I give a fuck with him. So I don't know. I guess I want you guys' advice. Tell me, like, what you think I should do. What do you think I should say to myself? Obviously I can't reach out to him, but what do you think I should do in this situation? I'm just kind of like, I feel like not sad, but I feel like I'm not ready to just like be like, all right, fuck it, on to the next. Like, no, not, it's not like that with this one. Like, because I really liked him. So I don't know, guys. I don't know. This is like me being like raw and real with you guys, as always I am, but this is different because this is like my real life. Like, this is what happens when you're open about your sexuality. Like, I don't know. Let me know what you guys think. And this will definitely be a much shorter episode. I'm not going to edit any of this. I'm not going to cut anything out because, again, I'm just being, like, raw with you guys. Like, I feel like we've all been here before where it's, like, we had to cut a toxic... I mean, not toxic. We had to cut out a relationship that we weren't ready to end. And then now you're just kind of stuck with all of these feelings and all of these, like, questions and all of these, like, I don't know. So let me know what you guys think. And Hot Girl Summer is canceled.